This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh, George, come in here. I want to talk to George. What we want to do every Friday is kind of catch up with George about what the big stories are, not only in motoring, because they've got the Auto Central show, which is on Monday, which is live, but also to just find out what the big headlines are in terms of what's going on in South Africans, our roads, our favorite cars, our least favorite cars, all kinds of information. And there's always breaking news in this area. So, George, it's nice to see you. How are you, sir?
How's it, Gareth? Good, and you?
Good. I was looking around and I couldn't see you, and I thought maybe he's on the phone.
I think I was hiding behind your screens there.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good.
You've been busy. I heard you were in Dubai.
I was in Dubai. What an awesome city.
What did you go there for?
For work. So there was a conference that I attended. They asked me to speak at a conference about our new piece of software called AutoFusion.
What is that?
Which is a dealer tool, helps dealers price cars. And
Becky, what kind of car are you driving at the moment? Come on. You're talking to the right guy here.
I drive a very small car.
Peugeot.
Yeah, okay. GT Line.
Well, you're busy putting money in your business, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, nothing wrong with the Peugeot 308.
For sure.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong.
All right. So, George, we're going to talk to you every week. Just catch up on some of the big stories. What do you got for us this week?
So, have you ever driven down a road and by mistake hit a speed bump without seeing it?
Yes. Yeah. Often. Often.
Twice.
It's unbelievable. And the problem is they don't always have those chevrons on the sides.
And that's
the issue.
And sometimes it's also in the shadow of a tree or something.
Yeah.
Everybody, even the most focused driver, has had this happen to them. And it does your shocks no good. It can do damage to your car.
Or your internal organs.
Yeah, exactly.
So
get your head on the ceiling.
And some of our stop streets, have you noticed, just got lines, no stop sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that?
Don't know. Just a lack of signage, I think.
So who's responsible? The municipalities?
Municipality.
Same
Department
people,
of
same
Transport.
People who give us potholes to
exactly.
deal with. All right.
So Mercedes-Benz has used South Africa, or decided to use South Africa as a test environment, Cape Town particularly, for their autonomous car.
Mm-hmm.
In Cape Town, the rural area, and in the city.
It's going to be a lot of accidents.
I wouldn't be surprised. They want two particular pieces of data. The ability for the radar detection system to read the roads with a limited amount of signage, mm-hmm. like the chevrons and
right.
the stop streets. And to be able to detect pedestrians, because apparently South Africa has a high jaywalking population.
Mm-hmm. And a large rate of pedestrian death, actually.
As a matter of fact, 38% of all of our road deaths are pedestrian.
No, that's quite worrying. And I suppose for that reason, it's a great place to test these cars. Because if they can figure out our environment, then in a place where they're full of rules like Australia or Switzerland, they won't have any problems.
Exactly. So good on Mercedes-Benz. I think
very nice.
This autonomous vehicle thing is.
I mean, I don't love the reasons. they've chosen us, but sure. Okay. By the way, what kind of a wedding ring have you got on there?
Oh, yeah, good point. So, platinum with black diamonds.
Okay.
Wow.
Is that
can
popular?
I have a look at that? George has got the. What is a black diamond, Beggy?
Look, a black diamond is a gemstone.
I thought they were people who'd done really well from tenders.
No? A black diamond is a gemstone.
Okay, what is the actual...
A very, very...
Because I always understood that the only black stones you got were like onyx, right?
No. A black diamond is a very, very,
very
unique,
nice.
Unique stone. Very popular.
Yeah?
Yeah, very popular. And yeah...
It's a masculine thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see a lot of girls walking around with black diamonds.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's very.
I thought the normal diamonds would be a bit too blingy.
That's very nice, George.
But
and it's thick too.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
The only problem with platinum is it scratches easily.
You think so? Scratches less easily than gold.
Look at this thing. It was shiny when I got it.
Yeah. Look, jewelry is like cars.
Okay.
You have to come back. You have to come back, and you.
That's why I wanted to. That's why I wanted to introduce you to each other.
We've got some common ground.
All right, what else have you got for me?
So when I mention the word vending machines, what do you think of? I think of chocolates.
Yeah, or cans of soft drinks, I suppose.
Cans of soft drinks.
Underwear in Japan.
All right, well, there's that as well.
Well, their next door neighbor, China, in conjunction with Alibaba and Ford, are creating a vending machine for cars.
You can go to a vending machine, put your money in, and get a car out?
Well, I think they're going to start it off with test drives of cars.
Big vending machine.
And, yeah, well, look at this thing.
Let me see that. It's a building.
It's a building with cars in it, and you can go and order your car in the vending machine. Now the dealers aren't happy, obviously, because the dealers make all the money out of their network. But apparently Ford isn't very strong in China, so this is their way of accessing the market.
It's breaking in, right? That's fascinating. It's fascinating. What else have you got for us?
So this is a fascinating story. Do you know what the Aston Martin Valkyrie looks like?
Ben will. Have you seen it?
I've seen pictures. I haven't seen it on the road yet, though.
I don't think there's one in South Africa.
All right. Valkyrie.
Aston Martin Valkyrie. It looks like a spaceship.
Okay.
So this one Indian gentleman, he's decided he doesn't want to be normal, and he's acquired himself a moon rock. Got this moon rock crushed. And is mixing it in the paint and got a paint shop to spray his car with this this moon rock.
As if this car isn't already
exactly
next generation space age. Now it's actually made of moon rock colored paint.
Moon rock colored paint.
God,
it's going to be
beautiful.
Burgundy red.
This is a strange looking car, huh? I mean, it's beautiful, but it's just very different.
I think it belongs on the moon.
You don't like it?
It looks space age. No, I think it's beautiful, but it's just so out there.
Take a look at this,
Peggy. Aston Martin.
It's a nice looking car.
It is, eh?
Man. Beautiful. All right. Very, very good. What do those retail for, George?
37 million rand.
Oh, wait.
37 million rand. But the funny thing is if he's acquired an actual moon rock to spray onto this car, the moon rock itself would have cost him 51 million rand. So they're speculating that it's probably a meteorite that has come from the moon, and which would have cost him about 10 million.
Well, here's another area that you and Becky overlap in. The most expensive metal that you can get, the rarest metal on Earth, is iridium. Oh. And iridium just falls, I think it's the one side of platinum on the periodic table. But this stuff, you do not get anywhere. It only comes from meteorites.
Oh, really?
There's so little of it on Earth that it mostly comes from things that have crashed into Earth from outer space. So there's a very rare metal. I don't think they make too many parts of cars. Interestingly, they might make the very tips of spark plugs out of iridium sometimes because it's extremely strong.
Conductive.
Conductive. But it also doesn't react very much with anything. So it won't deteriorate over time.
Yeah.
So there we go. Something else you two have in common. You didn't know you were going to meet a famous jeweler this morning, and you didn't know you'd meet the CEO of Auto Trader.
All right.
You got some more stuff for us?
Yeah, one last thing. The Philippine government has embarked on bulldozing cars because they have a problem with people illegally smuggling the cars into the country and avoiding the 50% import tax. My solution? Lower the frickin' import tax.
But why would you bulldoze a car?
The president is trying to make a statement.
But this is that Duterte guy, right?
Exactly.
Okay, well, he's a bit of a lunatic. Yeah. He's like Donald Trump on steroids.
He is absolutely loose. So he just picks these cars and then he sells them for scrap metal.
So you bring in a car. It's your car. Mm. He picks it up with a bulldozer and just sells it without your... Takes it away from you.
Just takes it away from you.
So what a monster.
He is an absolute
monster. Try that
with us. Oh, wait, I got another story for you.
Okay.
Volvo, safest car in the world.
Well, that's what they...
That's what they claim.
Yeah.
But they're going one step further. You got a dog, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. Do you put your dog in your car?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. So Volvo's come out with a drive that is a harness for a dog, and they're making clips and nets and things for their Volvos that'll keep your dog safe. Because apparently, if a dog catapults in a car during an accident, it can hit your body at 40 times its own weight.
Jeez. So dog can be a dangerous weapon in the car, not to mention the danger it could do to itself, you know?
Exactly.
Damage.
Exactly. So Volvo's got this this drive to try and make dog traveling safer.
Well, there we go. You see, this is what we want to do with George once a week. You can always catch hashtag Auto Central. It's on Mondays, and we do a repeat every second week. It's a great show. It's got way more detail than George and I will get into in a 5 minutes that we have every week. But it's lovely to see you, George, and
you
we'll
too.
Catch up again next week.
Cheers, Gareth.
There we go. Some useful and interesting info.
Nice. This is CliffCentral.com.